weather, weather, weather. Superstar Country 102.5 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 67. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance of thunderstorms, lows level off around 54. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Slight chance for showers. Daytime highs approaching 74. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 62 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Victoria Cassell from 13 News. ABC is restoring Jimmy Kimmel's late night show. The network pulled the show after Nexstar Media Group said it would not air it on its affiliated channels over comments Kimmel made about the political response to Charlie Kirk's assassination. ABC says the show will return Tuesday night. The latest report shows the Kansas Department for Children and Families continues making improvements. The annual update is required by settling a 2018 lawsuit over unstable placement for children under its custody. The agency has met several obligations laid out in the settlement, but some practices like placement rates have not been brought up to the expected standard. DCF has committed to ending overnight placements by February of 2026. I'm Victoria Cassell, 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Save more, earn more with the...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Federal officials are cutting Kansas off from nearly $10.4 million in funding over an ongoing battle involving the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. According to a letter signed by USDA Deputy Undersecretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services, Patrick Penn, and FNS Administrator James Miller, dated September 20th, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is stopping just under $10.4 million in federal funding to the Sunflower State. The USDA officials sent the letter to the governor, to Governor Kelly, notifying her that Kansas is losing the funding after a failure to submit SNAP data requested earlier this year. The USDA initially requested that Governor Kelly and the Kansas Department for Children and Family Secretary Laura Howard turn over SNAP information by July 30th. However, Kelly and Howard resisted the request, later stating that the request put the personal information of around 730,000 Kansans at risk. A new deadline was set for September 19th and is now passed for Kansas to comply with the USDA. So as a result, Penn announced the FNS had disallowed a payment of around $10.4 million and will disallow future payments every 3 months that pass until the state provides the requested information. The USDA has given the DCF 10 days to file a formal appeal of this disallowance. Kansas Republican leaders in the state Senate, state legislature, and Attorney General Chris Kobach have admonished Kelly and Howard for not complying with the information request. Kobach said the governor is required by Kansas law to provide this basic information to the USDA. According to the National Agricultural Statistics Service, Kansas Crop Progress and Condition Report, for the week ending September 21st, there were 4.3 days suitable for field work. Topsoil moisture supplies rated 3% very short, 14% short, 68% adequate, and 15% surplus, and subsoil moisture supplies rated 6% very short, 19% short, 65% adequate, and 10% surplus. Winter wheat planted was 9%, behind the 15% from last year and the 16% for the five-year average. Emerged was 1%, near the 2% from both last year and the average. Corn condition rated 4% very poor, 8% poor, 27% fair, 45% good, and 16% excellent. Corn dented was 97%, equal to last year and near the 96% average. Mature was 70%, behind the 83% from last year and near the 74% average. And harvested was 20%, behind the 39% from last year and the 29% average. Soybean condition rated 2% very poor, 6% poor, 24% fair, 56% good, and 12% excellent. Sorghum condition rated 4% very poor, 7% poor, 26% fair, 45% good, and 18% excellent. Cotton condition rated 0% very poor, 11% poor, 31% fair, 42% good, and 16% excellent. And pasture and range conditions rated 4% very poor, 10% poor, 27% fair, 51% good, and 8% excellent. The American Red Cross is asking donors to give blood now to help maintain a healthy blood supply. So donors of all blood types, especially those with type O positive and B negative blood, are urged to make an appointment to keep life-saving blood products ready for the moment that patients need them. Routines are changing and schedules are filling, which could keep people from coming out to help save lives. And in addition, the threat of severe weather and hurricanes remains strong. It's important to note that the significant disruption in weather can happen all year long, as between July 1st, 2024 and June 30th, 2025, weather canceled about 1,500 blood drives, causing more than 40,000 blood donations to go uncollected. Making and keeping donation appointments where it's safe to do so can help patients when and wherever they need it most. Be a friend to patients in need and book a time to give by visiting redcrossblood.org, downloading the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Local upcoming blood donation opportunity will be held in Norton tomorrow, Wednesday, September 24th, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Norton County 4-H Building, 126 South Park Street. In Nebraska news, the Merritt County Sheriff's Office has opened an investigation after an online photo raised concerns about possible animal abuse and neglect in the village of Chapman. Deputies reported that two welfare check calls came in on Monday, which led them to three different properties in Chapman. And investigators determined the photo circulating on social media was taken at a residence in the 600 block of Cora Street, which is a trailer park community. Deputies have not yet located the animal along with the resident of the trailer park. Captain Jake Bauer with the Merritt County Sheriff's Office said their one end goal is to check on the welfare of the animal, make sure that it's okay, and then determine if it's a health issue or if it's a criminal issue. Bauer added that animal control can be especially challenging in small towns like Chapman, as Chapman is a village, and of course they have village ordinances. However, there's no contract in place that allows for the Sheriff's Office to statutorily enforce those ordinances. and it makes their job a little tougher with respect to animal welfare. Though, when it comes to abuse, neglected, or just an animal in general that's not well taken care of, there is state statute to allow for them to investigate. Deputies said their investigation is ongoing as they work to confirm the animal's condition and whereabouts, and anyone with information is asked to call the Merrick County Sheriff's Office. A new sample from the South Heartland District Health Department shows that some mosquitoes in Adams County are infected with an extremely rare virus. In a Friday news release, the South Heartland District Health Department reported that two samples of mosquitoes tested positive for West Nile virus and a third sample tested positive for Cache Valley virus, or CVV. According to their data, 11 of 90 sampled pools tested positive for West Nile virus in 2025, but this is the first of 36 separate pools to test positive for CVV. Looking at the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services mosquito surveillance map, mosquitoes containing CVV have previously been detected in the East Central Health District in Platte County and the Lancaster County Health Department in 2025. The state of Nebraska has only been testing for Cache Valley virus since 2024. CVV is an endemic to the United States, and like West Nile virus, is spread to people by infected mosquitoes. Human disease from CVV is rare, with under 10 cases ever reported in the United States, according to the Department of Health and Human Services, and it has never infected a human in Nebraska, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that Cache Valley virus can cause an illness with fever or more severe diseases, including infection of the brain, encephalitis, or the lining around the brain and spinal cord, meningitis. Initial symptoms can include fever, headache, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, and sometimes rash. For more information, you can visit southheartlandhealth.ne.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on September 8th, Chairman Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Chairman Marvin Matchett, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, Commissioner Richard Thompson, and County Clerk Craig Renner, along with others to present business or observe. Board member Jim Earhart reported to the commission that the air conditioning system at the Norton Senior Center has gone out and is going to cost around $12,000 to fix. Jim asked if the commission could help with capital outlay funds to fix the air conditioner, and the commission agreed to research a source of funding over and above the statutory mill levy that is budgeted to senior citizen centers in Norton County. Solid Waste employee Glenn Campbell joined the meeting to discuss his job transition from the Road and Bridge Department and an issue that he was having, so the commission heard his complaint. Weekly correspondence, past minutes, year-to-date expenditures, mid-month bills, and fund balances were then distributed to the commissioners. Norton County appraiser Mindy Harding joined the meeting and reported that she has two printers going out and her copier is on its last leg, so she presented two bids. Commissioner Beidler made a motion to purchase a copier for $5,999.99 and the $185 specified surge protector to be taken from the appraiser capital outlay fund. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried. Mindy also reported on her mid-year appraisal report, comparing actual sales to appraised values from the state of Kansas, and she's in compliance with the guidelines. However, she said there have been sales lately that are selling considerably above the value that they have been appraised at, and she fears that the next report might not be in compliance. Mindy then reported that she's going to have an opening in her department. Commissioner Beidler moved to accept the minutes of August 29, 2025, Commissioner's meeting. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried. And Commissioner Thompson moved to pay the mid-month bills. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion, and the motion carried. Norton County Treasurer Kathy Carlin joined the meeting to report on idle funds, saying there are two funds totaling $4,782.71 that are not assigned to a project and have had no activity in the last 5 years. The commission asked Clerk Renner to check with Mapes & Miller on how they can close the funds and move them to the general fund. Weiser Realty agent Jolene Weiser joined the meeting to have the commissioners sign the contract to purchase the property at 122 East Park Street in Norton, and she reviewed the contract. Commissioner Bider moved to execute the contract as received. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0, and the commissioners signed the contract. Road and Bridge Supervisor Ernie Sheets joined the meeting, and Ernie reported on the federal funding exchange program to the Special Bridge Fund. Ernie signed a contract, and the county is going to receive $51,504.67 with no matching funds from the county. He also presented his research from vendors for purchasing tires, and based on Ernie's recommendations, Commissioner Beidler moved to purchase two rear tires for the John Deere tractor and a front and rear tire for the Challenger tractor from Garrett Tire for $3,881. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried. Ernie informed the commissioners that they are going to get fuel cards for the diesel trucks at Ag Valley and store only red diesel and unleaded gas at the shop, as this will save a significant amount of money for the county. Clerk Renner then reported his findings from Mapes & Miller to Ernie regarding the taxation of a county-provided vehicle. Noxious Weed Supervisor Clarence Wetter joined the meeting, and Commissioner Beidler asked if Clarence would be willing to help Phillips County, as they currently are without a Noxious Weed Supervisor. Phillips County will reimburse Norton County for his wages and mileage, and Clarence agreed. Clarence presented his report on the summer spraying of the roads, reporting that this year they sprayed the western half of Norton County. Commissioner Beidler then moved to adjourn the meeting, and with no further business, Chairman Matchett adjourned the meeting at 11:28 a.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having corn dog, sweet potato tots, pepper strips, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be walking taco or chef salad, corn, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be Salisbury steak, rice, bread, corn, and sliced peaches. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 11 a.m. Should be cloudy today with a high near 67 and a northeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour with the chance of precipitation of 70%. For tonight, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 10 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m., and then a chance of showers after 4 a.m. It should be cloudy with a low around 54 tonight, with the north wind around 10 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 70%. On Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it should be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with the high near 74. And on Wednesday night, it should be mostly clear with the low around 50. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 79. On Friday, sunny with a high near 83. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 80. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. And on Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 81. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 61 degrees. The humidity is 94%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 29.95. And the dew point is 59 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Big 12 has released its broadcast schedule for the weekend of October 4th. The Jayhawks will hit the road for their first Big 12 road test on Saturday, October 4th, with kickoff slated for 6:30 p.m. Central on ESPN2. That is against UCF. It'll be the second all-time meeting between the Jayhawks and the Knights, and the first game played in Orlando between the two teams. KU won the inaugural matchup in 23-51-22. Kansas State will open the month of October with the second straight morning kickoff as the Big 12 Conference and ESPN announced Monday that the Wildcats' October 4th game at Baylor will begin at 11 a.m. and be on ESPN+. K-State holds a slim 11-10 edge in the series, while Baylor leads 6-5 in games played in Waco. The Wildcats have won each of the last two meetings, earning a 31-3 victory in Waco in 2022 and a 59-25 win in Manhattan in 23. The teams didn't play last season. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
ValleyVet.com. ValleyVet.com.
A sound preconditioning program increases the value of weaned calves, encouraging growth and stronger immune systems while minimizing calf stress. You can trust Valley Vet Supply to stock all the preconditioning supplies your herd needs. Vaccines, insecticides, multi-min injection, and calf weaners. Valley Vet has everything you need to prepare cows for breeding and conception and to ensure healthy calves for weaning success. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.